Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Meals to go has been a growing food industry segment for several years, and then the pandemic happened, which, not surprisingly, gave them a turbo boost. And our next guest, Midlands Company, is one such beneficiary. Jennifer Boyd is General Manager of Primal Gourmet. She joins us by phone now from her office in West Columbia, South Carolina. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks so much for having me.
Now tell us about your company and how it all got started.
Primal Gourmet is a healthy prepared food and meal service, and we focus on providing chef-created nutritious meals that are always fresh, never frozen. They're real clean ingredients and made from locally sourced products. Our owner is a local guy. He graduated from a local high school around here, attended Johnson & Wales University, and spent 10 years as an executive chef, high-end private clubs, resorts, things like that. And then afterwards, 6 years in the healthcare field as a director of dietary services. And he remains a certified dietary manager to this day. We were originally a healthy paleo meal prep service, and we're very much still that, but we've expanded over the years. We accommodate several types of dietary needs. We're really well known for our meal pack program, where we deliver to over 50 different locations around the Midlands and Charleston, and we have a program geared specifically towards homebound members of our local community. And you can utilize that service, or you can come to our market and buy bulk things if you have like a family of four that you want to feed also.
And you mentioned the Midlands and Charleston. Do you have a kitchen there as well?
We don't. We have a fleet of vans, refrigerated vans, and one loops the Midlands every Tuesday and Friday, and the other goes to Charleston on Tuesdays and separates and drives around Columbia on Fridays. They make a lot of home deliveries on Fridays around the Midlands.
Are your growth plans to eventually try to cover the state? Are you working towards more kitchens?
We always have people ask us that, and it's certainly not something that's out of the question. The most exciting thing for us right now is our homebound delivery program. We launched it in the fall of last year, and it has really just gone into the hearts and minds of the folks that are utilizing it. It is a weekly home delivery service that's dedicated to the homebound members of the local community. For folks that are utilizing in-home health or can no longer drive or have disabilities, expectant mothers, things like that. And that's something that there is such a need for, because the meals are predominantly heart healthy, they're diabetic friendly, moderate to low sodium, and it's something that people in the local community, every time they hear about it, especially the in-home care professionals, the senior care professionals, just say the need is so great for something like that with the freshly prepared, not frozen meals. Our owner has wanted to do that for 6 years, and our new headquarters is built with that in mind. We plan on growing that.
What are the challenges facing the meals to go food industry?
So always the logistics, right? Just with everything the way it is right now, you just have to, you know, always take a deep breath and put your thinking hat on and roll with the punches and just kind of make it work and make it happen. And I think that that's really one of the challenges right now, is that you just don't know what the next day is going to bring. You don't know what the next week is going to be like. You can't predict anything.
Have you indeed seen business spike as a result of the pandemic and people needing your services, your products more?
Very much so. It's been a bit of a silver lining for us. It actually gave us the ability to do a program where we matched dollar for dollar and donated meals to healthcare workers at our local area hospitals. We weren't, you know, raking in the dough necessarily, as you like to say, but we were fortunate, and so we were able to take that good fortune and put it back into our local community, which was really fortunate. We were glad to be able to do that.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you having us on. We really love you guys.
Jennifer Boyd is general manager of Primal Gourmet. She joined us by phone from her company's headquarters in West Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.